Okay, take a deep breath. Everybody, just really quick, one in through the nose, out through the mouth, and enjoy that because I'm about to raise your blood pressure with this one. What we see here is we have a young mother and father. I can see because we have a little pack and play bassinet here in the corner. We've got dad here with one leg propped up, Captain Morgan style, looking out the window at what we are about to find out is an absolute horror show because the caption reads on screen, "Walking around naked after I totaled his work truck to see his reaction."
The fuck do you do that?
I'm sorry.
It's a block away and you totaled the truck.
I know, I was just going to the gas station and.
Doing fucking Mach 10?
No, I was driving like a grandma.
The airbag's deployed. You weren't driving like a grandma.
Oh my god.
It's totaled.
I'm so sorry.
That's our livelihood. You totaled our truck.
Oh my gosh. Is it really that bad?
The airbags went off. It's probably totaled. You got two flat tires. Like, how the fuck did you even get back here?
Well, at least I'm okay, right? No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You wonder why our insurance is so expensive. Imagine that.
Honey, will you just look at me, please?
Why?
Just look at me.
I can't. I can't even look at you right now.
No, just look at me. Look. Look.
Well, you look great, but it doesn't help the truck.
I'm naked.
Yeah, it doesn't help the truck.
Yeah, it does.
No.
A little nookie? A little something something?
I should be able to get nookie whenever I want, not just because you totaled the truck.
I planned it at work.
So you totaled it on purpose?
No, I didn't total it on purpose, but
we all totaled the truck, so maybe. Jesus criminy.
This one absolutely made my blood boil. The context being, she's driving his work truck. Maybe it's the only vehicle they have. Could be. But this is a vehicle that is both like commercial and utilitarian at this point. Like, it is what he uses to work. I am, from every sound of it, I'm gathering that if he is not the sole earner, that he is at least the breadwinner, right? I have not heard anything otherwise to suggest differently. She drives it a block away and comes back with two flat tires and a deployed airbag. God forbid their baby was in the car. I pray the baby was not involved in whatever kind of messed up way that she was driving, but very likely and probably has completely totaled the vehicle. Brings it home, doesn't even try to get it towed or look into the proper steps of what to do in such a situation. Drives it home with two flat tires. This is the equivalent of those insane videos you see online of like fail compilations where someone's driving down the expressway on rims. That's what she did, potentially with a baby in the vehicle. Gets it home. Who knows how long she's got it just sitting there before she tells him about it. And as he's processing how much this is going to cost, because it seems as though she is like either not even involved in the finances of the home or does not care, but a work truck is expensive. Oh my god, I feel like in a different stream we talked about how expensive a truck is. Let's Google it. How much does an average truck cost? The average cost of a pickup truck is around $60,000. Now, let's imagine, what if he hasn't even paid it off yet? What if he's still paying on that car? And what if he doesn't have gap insurance? Now what? Now you're only getting a partial settlement, so it's very likely that in addition to paying off all the damages of this now totaled truck, you have to buy a whole new truck. Now you have to understand that one does not simply get all that done in a day. So now you can't work. You're now out of work. You are now losing hundreds to thousands, potentially, each day that passes that you are dealing with this massively expensive mistake. Now calculate in, your insurance was already high. This is probably one of those situations where he has not broken up with her or given her any consequences. So for various other things, hitting the curb, getting a speeding ticket, all these little things that add points and add on your risk factor to every insurance company and makes your premium go up. This could be potentially $250 a month per car, $350 a month per car. I've heard of up to $450 a month per car. Let's even see, what is average monthly car insurance for a truck? I wanted to say like with, okay. So yeah, my price quotes were about accurate there. So now that we understand like the finances of the situation, the stress of having to explain to your boss, or if you are your own boss, your own clients, why you won't be able to get the job schedule done, why you're now going to have to reschedule absolutely everything. In addition to all of that, as you're processing this and your body is imaginably flooded with cortisol, you got this lady laughing at you the whole time, not only laughing at the situation, minimizing not only it, but all of your feelings as a consequence, but she's also freaking gaslighting you and infantilizing herself and being like, oh, well, I'm just a baby in this world. Oh, is it really so bad? You can't tell what two flat tires and a deployed airbag look like? That means nothing to you. You can't figure that one out. And then to go, oh, shucks. Oh, geez. Oh, it's so bad. The fact that she said, please look at me, and he couldn't. He couldn't even stand to look at her. And she thinks that literally all will be forgiven because booba?
Wow. Okay.
Like, that's how you know you done pissed off your man. Because He didn't even have the heart to say anything mean about her body. He still complimented her, but you could even tell he was like, this is not good enough. And she literally tries to like sell herself to get out of it. Like she goes from wife to like lot lizard in a matter of seconds, where she's like, oh, but you could get some nookie. You can smash me. You can just use my body. What, doesn't that make you feel better about how much you're going to have to pay? And it's like, I think he was just speaking emotionally because obviously no, a husband is not entitled to sex whenever he wants it, nor is a wife. That's absolutely true. But I think like essentially what he was trying to say is like, we should be sleeping together because we want to, not because you're trying to get out of jail free card this. And how dare you? Like, How dare you try to, like, weaponize your coochie to manipulate me into, like, brushing this under the rug? Like, every upset feeling that he has is valid and also not instantly curable by Putang. It's like she has no emotional intelligence whatsoever. Like, women are supposed to be the queens and ladies of emotional intelligence, and yet here she is, literally, what's the word I'm looking for? She's treating this man like he is so stupid and barbaric that all she has to do is flash him and he'll go, awooga, I don't even know what I'm mad anymore. Like, you're treating him like he's an idiot.
What are you? An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich stuffed ham.
And I think that's the part that, like, would piss me off the most, is it's like, so you're telling me you not only came home totaling my work vehicle, not understanding how serious it is, and laughing about it, but now you're gonna patronize me. I'm mad on his behalf. Dude. Her caption is, so many laugh emojis. Took him so long to look at me. Oh, she tagged him. That man standing on business when he said he should be able to get Nookie whenever he wants just because you totaled the truck. Show that man some respect and take accountability for your actions. Okay. I hear the financially ruined and don't know how I'm gonna recover. I hope you stay the long haul and not bounce out on him because he's giving green flags while you're giving red flags. Even another woman, Amber, says, nothing about this is funny. Divorce. Oh, snap. Okay. Run, dude, just run. Accountability lacking for sure. Big Mama says, this is a prime example of weaponizing sex. Okay, so exactly what I said. So you don't total Joe's livelihood, and you think that walking around naked and giving him a little nookie means it's all better. That's just sad, no accountability. She says, I didn't mean to, though, and was just trying to cheer him up. That's the best I can do at that point. Wow, she literally doesn't even realize that, like, she is being such a Kyle. She is literally being such a Kyle where, like, when I refer to, like, a Kyle being, like, the male version of a Karen, like, Kyle goes out and cheats and then comes home with a bouquet. And when she's like, I don't want a bouquet, I want a faithful boyfriend, he punches the wall and goes, I'm trying here! I'm trying! God, can't you see I'm trying? That's her failing to address the actual issue, trying to, like, band-aid a massive broken glass with superficial means like sex or a cheap bouquet, and then crashing out when it's not good enough and going, but I'm trying! Like, I'm trying to make it better. Like, I'm just trying to, like, it's literally all I can do. It's not. Sex is all you can do. Getting naked and offering your coochie is all you can do in this world. That's your whole value as a wife and a partner. Oh no. Like, you understand, if that's true, if all you can offer to your man is getting naked, you can't offer much. There, that's nothing he can't get elsewhere. Like, this is equivalent to men who, they provide a paycheck, then they come home and do nothing. They don't help with the chores, they don't help with the childcare, they don't tend to his wife's emotional needs, and then they go, I'm paying the bills, what more do you want from me? Like, congrats, you've made your only value in your wallet. She can get that from you after a divorce. So you've put yourself in danger. If you're training a woman to only rely on you for your money, she can get that without you being married. Same with your coochie. If the only value you can offer to this man is your coochie, and you are not there for him emotionally, you are not assisting him financially, or at the very least assisting him in trying to save money, because if you're not earning money, then the next best thing you can do is reduce the cost of spending, reduce the costs around the home, right? You can't even do that. Then he can get coochie. Like, he doesn't, if the whole marriage is centered around coochie, it's not a strong marriage. You have to be able to offer your partner more than that, especially when they are in a crisis. I don't think people understand how much cortisol flooding your body changes the whole way that you're able to react to situations. You can't put people in disasters and extremely stressful situations and then get mad at them when they're not calming down fast enough. You're asking them to do the impossible. This is either the most healthy relationship ever or he's whipped, because I'd have been screaming like a drill sergeant. He's a dad, all right. He was not mad, he was just disappointed. You know what I'm saying? He was probably mad, but he was emoting disappointment. Brandroid, thank you for the five, says, offer to get a second job to help pay for the lost wages and new truck. That's what I would do. But the thing is, though, like I said, they do have a newborn baby at home. It's very possible that they may have agreed that it's going to be more cost effective for her to be a stay-at-home parent, at least in these beginning years. She might not have the financial means to make up for this. So, like, I can understand why that would be tricky and why you might be, like, desperate to, like, make up for it with whatever you do have at your disposal. But, like, in that moment, Nookie cannot be the only thing you have at your disposal. Again, it's the same as like a guy who cheats on his girl and thinks that buying her things can fix the problem. No, there's a lot more deeper emotional work you're gonna have to do if you actually want to repair the relationship at this point. I'm sorry, but like completely totaling your man's work truck recklessly and carelessly and without an apology, mind you. Did you hear an apology? I didn't hear an apology. Not a single ounce of remorse. And that's what he's looking for, is changed behavior, some kind of sense of like, I take full responsibility for this. I'm really going to make sure this is not going to happen again. I'm going to do everything in my power to fix this. But you didn't do that. Not only did you only try to course correct through Nookie, but you were also gaslighting him, which is always worse. Like I've always said, even when people cheat, the worst thing you can do beyond the cheating is actually gaslight. Is make them think that it didn't happen and that they're crazy for even thinking it. That actually hurts worse than the cheating. Same in this situation. I guarantee you he is less mad about the destroyed vehicle. Hey, look, it could happen to anybody. I'm an amazing driver. I have a clean record. And a couple years ago, I accidentally totaled my vehicle within 6 days of owning it. Luckily, it was my own, you know, and I had to eat the costs of that myself. Got very lucky with insurance. It was only like $110 price difference at the end of the day. Whew, I still thank the Lord and all my ancestors and every God for that one. But, you know, with my husband and stuff, it's like, you know, act happens, you know, sometimes the windshield cracks just from the cold. Sometimes you do accidentally hit a curb. Like a lot of that is understandable, but what's going to piss this man off even more, what would piss off anybody even more than the totaled car, is you going, I mean, I was driving like a grandma. I didn't even do anything wrong. Girlfriend, you clearly did. You clearly did something wrong. And it's like, man, this man in this moment is not just looking out the window at his totaled truck and livelihood. He is looking out at the great beyond of what the next 18 years of his life is realistically going to look through. He is now looking out at all of his past decisions that have led to this point. He is having an existential crisis in this moment. Like, he is not just looking at a truck in this video. He is looking at all of the different ways he could have done things differently. He is looking at, is this the way I want to raise my child? I don't know if they have a young son or a young daughter or even both, but do I want to raise a son who allows himself to be used over and over and over again and taken for granted and manipulated and gaslit and treated like some slobbering sex pest who will bend over backwards the second he gets a chance to taste a touch of labia? Like, if they're raising a daughter, do I want to teach a woman that this is how she gets through life, is by weaponizing her naked body? I'm sure neither of those things are what any father dreams of. And yet this is the situation that this woman has put him in. I gotta admit, I gotta agree with that one commenter. I think this dude should run. Easier said than done. Obviously, if she's the stay-at-home mom, like, that's another thing that this man is thinking of as he looks out the window. He's like, is it too late or too early for her to get alimony? How much would child support look like? Am I trapped in a hellscape of cheaper to keeper at this point? These are real issues, dude. And I really don't even want to give this woman much more benefit of the doubt by being like, well, like I said, accidents happen. Sometimes cars get totaled and we just gotta move past it together as a couple. Like, this is deeper than that. It's not even about the car anymore. The whole way that she's treating him is disrespectful. She's being a child. She's being a brat. She's being a manipulator. And I feel so bad for this dude because that's all he gets for help with this. He knows that he's gonna have to work his ass off to pick up the pieces from this and clean up her mistake. And the absolute most he's gonna get from her is some pity sex. We have to save him. Michael says, my grandma drove with her feet on the gas and the brake. Oh my God. Yeah, a lot of people drive that way. It's actually really scary. This is how pedal panic happens. Cash Shadow says, I'm impressed you had a clip that full-on made me angry. I usually make it to or I usually only make it to a chill, yeah, dude's gotta bail. Yeah, this one actually made me happy, or I mean, made me mad too. That's why I told you guys we have to do a quick breathing exercise, because that one was really rough, dude. That one was not cool. Honestly, I'm gonna talk myself down a little bit by saying, maybe this is just me being a little bit delusional for self-preservation purposes, but maybe it was all a skit. Maybe they're in on it together and it's just really well-generated rage bait, and there's not even a totaled car, and there's not even any worries whatsoever, and this is all a skit. Our Lord in heaven, let us pray. Hear our prayer. Does anybody have any sacrificial lambs we can also like throw into the pot to make that reality happen? Because I prefer that reality to the one we may be living in now, which is unfortunately a reality that many spouses have to go through. And I hate it. Oh my gosh, a $10 dono from Cigar Chomping Penguin. Man, I love when you guys have amazing usernames too. The thing I would find most distressing is that she's filming it at all. Man, why didn't I even think about that actually? I swear I'll read the rest of your super chat, but actually, yeah, why did I not comment on that? Is on top of all of these things, turning around, and you saw it. We all saw it. I'll bring us back to the exact moment, actually. Turning around, you can tell from his line of sight, the first thing he really noticed was the camera. Like, yeah, you're naked, but there's also a camera pointed at me. I have always said, when I'm covering partner shamers and all these situations, it's like, not only are you filming me, like, or are you even doing this annoying thing, but now there's a camera pointed in my face. That's a whole extra added level of like, really? Really? Now you think this is all that much of a joke? This is content for you. This is a viral video for you, not my whole life's work that you just destroyed. Really? There's just infinite disrespect glitch. But Cigar Chomping Penguin goes on to say, if I were him, that would be the difference between a few days of anger to one of us staying in a hotel for a while. But that's a scary thing, though, is like they're in a wild, wild west area where they're married. They have a very young baby. Like, you know, she's not going to let him take the baby. You know, she's not going to let that happen. So like what? Now he has to leave his own house because of her mistakes. Like these situations are always so much deeper. And yet she thinks it's all a joke. Like she thinks that this is all like so silly, so haha. I'm actually gonna read a couple more of her comments real quick. In response to Nicole saying this whole thing is strange, she says, the world is strange. Okay, but the world didn't total your car, you did. Tabitha says, if this is real, you should be ashamed for thinking this is a funny matter, especially a work vehicle. From someone who has to have a work truck to survive and provide, this isn't funny at all. She says, when I'm nervous, I laugh and smirk. I can't help it. It's how I am. But he knows I genuinely feel bad and didn't mean to. Does he? Does he? Like, really? I can't help it? I bet she says that about everything. Oh my God, like, I just can't help that I'm a bad driver. Like, I just have really bad sense of direction. Like, I can't help it, babe. You know I can't help it. Oh my God, like, I had to give the guy the number. Or I had to give the guy at the bar my number because, like, I just get so awkward in those situations. Like, I couldn't help it, babe. I'm, like, just too friendly. Like, I couldn't help it. It's only gonna keep going if you tolerate this. Eva says, time and place. This was not the time or place. You should definitely have shown more care about totaling the truck. I'm loving, by the way, in the stream, how many other women are calling out women. This is, like, a really good day for womanhood. I'm very proud of us as a species. Cassay says, when things are rough, I turn everything into humor because that's how I get through the hard times. I can't help how I am. That's just what I do to cope. I can't help it. I just can't help it. Like, okay, girlfriend, dude, no, shut up. Because I use humor to cope too. Like, I also laugh through awkward situations. You guys have seen me do it like so many times when it's actually a very serious subject and I'm like still making jokes about it. But it's like, dude, I wouldn't still be doing that at like a funeral or when my man is like actually in distress. Like, dude, you're just a child. You have no emotional regulation. Like, you, at the end of the day, I can tell you've never had to be serious. This is the kind of person where I can tell from every interaction. This is a person who has had either husband, boyfriends, mommy, daddy, somebody. She's had people bail her out of every situation and has no idea what it's like to actually face the consequences of herself. Because to her, the worst consequence for her is that he's upset with her. She knows she's not going to have to pay any of these bills. She knows she's not going to have to do any of the paperwork. Because people have been bailing her out forever, okay? I can already tell. This person says, we love our trucks. Sorry, but it won't work when it comes to the truck. She says, yeah, I felt really bad. When I get nervous, I laugh and smirk, but I really do feel horrible. Ogre. Sure. This person says, that's how you solve an argument. She goes, exactly, ha, 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 but it didn't work out though. So, did it get solved? Did it though? Did it? I doubt he touched her after this. I highly doubt. Man, I really feel bad for this guy, and I really don't think it's a skit. I think she's dead serious and, like, this bad, honestly.